This is a dictation for follow visit. Andrew Hines, A-N-D-R-E-W-H-I-N-E-S. Date of birth is 7/29/1964. Date of accident is 5/9/2022. Date of service 4/11/2023. Mr. Andrew Hines was initially injured on 5/9/2022 in an automobile accident where he was hit on a T-bone driver's side of his car. He was traveling as a resident driver. The impact caused him headache, head injury with the TBI symptoms of dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of concentration, erectile dysfunction, blurred vision, spots in the vision. Pain symptoms started in the neck, lower back, left shoulder mainly, with numbness and tingling of both the hands. The patient had a spasm generalized throughout the body initially. Patient has been walking with a cane and he has been using all the braces, tense unit, physical therapy, chiropractic treatments. He reports that he has 30% improved in his symptoms, and his pain level varies from 8 to 10, focused on neck and the lower back, which is reported to be 10. Left shoulder is 10. He can only move up to 110 degrees of abduction without any pain. And the left knee is around 6 to 7. There is no radiation of pain at all from neck to the upper extremities and lower back to the lower extremities. Pain level is varying from 8 to 10 and ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are especially focused on general activity, the mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 10. Walking ability is affected 8. For the system review, please review the chart for positive symptoms and including the additional history for last 30 days, the substance abuse and compliance history, please. Thank you. Physical examination, blood pressure is 133. Our 88 pulse is 104. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is Q2-2023, dictation number is 0307-044. The patient was actually seen also on 3-6-2023, but I don't have the dictation number. So either one is okay along with copy and paste for diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has been referred to Dr. Malgowski for his labile blood pressure. He has a lot of anxiety, and pain, and he has not scheduled himself for an injection treatment yet. His MRIs were discussed at length. Please copy the results of the MRIs. His TBI symptoms are positive. He does have a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5 beside facet joint arthropathy throughout, uncovertible joint arthropathy. The patient has in thoracic spine and lumbar spine also facet joint arthropathy with a bulging disc of L3-4, L4-5. And grade 1 retrolisthesis of L5 over S1. Patient has been advised about the follow-up treatment if the considered treatment is not bringing all the relief and the patient is considering. All the MRIs and all the options, surgical options were discussed at length again with the patient. He was offered a medical marijuana which he already using. The patient was found to be positive with cocaine and hence his opiate coverage has been removed. Medications, the patient was provided with the one moment. Following medications were provided: naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect, Ralisec 20 milligrams 12 hourly, 60 tablets for stomach protection, Flexeril 10 milligrams 3 times a day, 90 tablets for skeletal muscle relaxation, melatonin 10 milligrams at night is provided for sleep, Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hour PRN, 60 tablets were provided for pain relief, Cerisat 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN were provided, 75 tablets for headaches, off and on, He's off work and housework replacement service and transportation is checked for him. Physical therapy 2 times per week can continue 2 times a week with the traction massage and other modalities. Chiropractic care has been also been added to this patient. A neuropsych evaluation was also carried out, as well as patient has need to go to therapy for psychology therapy for CBI. Counseling has been added as well, and patient was referred to CCP Dr. Chris. Dr. Murphy of his choice to follow up. Neurology referral was given for Dr. N. Verma, and the patient has yet to do them. Other than that, the patient is stable. If he decides to have a epidural injection to the cervical and lumbar, facet joint, if he's ready, we'll be more than happy for him, and the left shoulder injection. So far, the patient has denied, refused any consent for moving further. Thank you very much. I'll be seen in 30 days' time.